Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump meeting today with Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang to discuss trade and economic ties. Mr. Trump heaped praise on Vietnam at a state banquet in the Vietnamese capital, Hanoi.
I toured Vietnam today. I was through the streets of Hanoi, and it's incredible to see, incredible to watch, and it's truly one of the great marvels. It really is something to behold.
President Trump also offered to serve as a mediator on the South China Sea territorial disputes. He said he knows Vietnam has had a dispute with China over the strategic waterways, as have other countries in the region. Catalonia's battered independence movement staged a massive protest in Barcelona demanding the release of jailed leaders and recognition, that is, of a separate Catalan Republic. Spain's central government imposed direct rule on Catalonia immediately after its regional parliament voted for independence. 40 members of parliament from Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May's Conservative Party have agreed to sign a letter of no confidence in her. This is 8 short of the number needed to trigger a party leadership contest, the mechanism through which May could be forced from office. Lebanese President Michel Aoun has called for Saudi Arabia to explain why Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri has yet to return to his country a week after he resigned unexpectedly during a visit to Riyadh. Aoun has said he has not formally accepted Hariri's resignation. White House has said Hariri has been a trusted partner of the U.S. in strengthening Lebanese institutions. This is VOA News. Leaders of Tanzania and Uganda have criticized a plan by the International Criminal Court to investigate alleged human rights abuses in Burundi. Burundi's government says it will not cooperate with the ICC. Mohamed Yusuf reporting from VOA's East Africa Bureau.
Speaking to reporters in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, Justice Minister Aime Laurentine says the ICC has no right to conduct an investigation in her country.
Burundi not being state party to the ICC statute is not concerned with the so-called decision of that court. The government of Burundi reject that decision and reiterate its firm determination that it will not cooperate with international criminal courts or any other fraudulent manipulation intending to facilitate extend the mandate of the ICC on the territory of Burundi.
The government response comes a day after 3 judges at the ICC authorized the prosecutor to open an investigation into alleged human rights abuses committed inside and outside of Burundi between April 2015 and October 2017. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Pakistan's interior minister recently responded to an inquiry from Parliament's upper house on how slain Afghan Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansoor was able to get a Pakistani passport. Mansoor was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Pakistan's Balochistan province in May of 2016 when he was reportedly returning from a visit to neighboring Iran. Both his Pakistani passport and ID card were recovered near the car, which was destroyed in the drone strike. Mansoor was using an alias to avoid being tracked by authorities. A survey conducted by the United Nations Refugee Agency of more than 500,000 Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh finds one-third are vulnerable and in need of special assistance. UNHCR spokesperson Dania Khan tells VOA they decided to conduct the survey to assess the refugees' vulnerability and see what help they need.
According to the data so far collected, we have number of household headed by single mothers without any male support. We have younger children who are now taking care of their sibling. We have elderly grandparents who have no support from younger family members because they are either killed or separated.
Khan says many people suffer from various disabilities and many children are separated from their families. She says all these people will require special life-saving support. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.